Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I am thankful and glad within it. And these are the times in which God has decided we will live. Part of our responsibilities are to listen to words like this.
Some people will say we're packing the court. We're not packing it. We're unpacking it.
And just admit it's absolute lying, Orwellian gibberish. You don't unpack something by packing things into it. That was Jerry Nadler, who, by the way, has his initials on his stupid, useless woke mask. That man was shot up with mRNA weeks ago. So he has his initials there because he leaves that filthy thing laying around. Have you seen videos of Jerry Nadler with his woke mask? The thing is filthy. And he leaves it laying around. That's why his initials are on it. But of course, now, at least we've got this. And I want to congratulate the Never Trumpers, because you guys have had now months without a mean tweet by Donald Trump. Well done. Well done. The left showed you exactly what they were going to do when they burned down American cities, when they asked for cops to be murdered, when there were multiple attempts across the summer to murder cops. Retired cop was murdered. Black lives were taken by Black Lives Matter Incorporated adherents. They showed you exactly what they are. But man, tweets from Donald Trump are so mean, so awful. We all knew that Joe Biden's dementia was lying when he said this. We don't play his voice on the air while he is installed in the White House behind a militarized installation, because they disappeared the Hunter Biden story. They banned President Trump. Therefore, Joe Biden's dementia will never, his voice of his dementia will never appear on our show while he works in the White House. This was prior to him being installed.
Speaking of those other candidates, several of them have proposed major structural reforms to our government and to our democracy. These include abolishing the Electoral College, expanding the size of the Supreme Court, setting term limits for justices, abolishing the legislative filibuster. Which, if any, of these do you support?
None.
Well, we all knew he was lying. Because the Democrats have made very clear they're completely comfortable absolutely destroying any opposition. And if you'd like a glimpse into what it looks like to live under the party, let's see Inslee and his record of getting more people killed.
We know how to do this. It's not rocket science. It's really a matter of willpower.
This directive should be used to educate, encourage, and persuade individuals to wear face coverings.
That second voice is the voice of so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin. Jeff is the author of It's Okay for People to Hand Out Fentanyl and Meth and Heroin. Jeff is the author of We Just Need to Be in the Harm Reduction Business. Jeff is the guy who no doubt became aware of a hepatitis A outbreak in a drug camp in Ballard, which is the Ballard Commons is an area where families frequent. And so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin did nothing, even though hepatitis A can spread. Jeff Duchin has gotten more people killed than any cops in the history of Seattle by his policies. And he's had decades to examine these policies. They continue to get people killed. And it's not just the people who overdose and the drugs he's made a home for. It's people killed in shootings by cartel members and gang enforcers who are in Seattle because it's a gold rush. And Jeff is with the same party that Jay Inslee's with. And that's the party: technocrats, statists, and leftists. We have a great, great, supportive listener base to the program. One of our listeners is a gentleman named Roger, who sometimes takes it upon himself to do extraordinary bits of research for us. I'm just going to quote Michael here, because yesterday Jay Inslee felt forced to defend his decision to roll three counties back in time based upon what, if we had any honest media in the Seattle Media 5, would be a laughable bit of data. The PCR tests that they use here, they don't even know what level they're used. I have it in email from them. Washington State Department of Health does not know how many PCR cycles they're using in their tests. In other words, they don't know to what degree they're fraud. PCR tests used to determine if someone has the COVID flu above 25 cycles is fiction. Who says? Fauci. Well, at a 25 to 30 cycle PCR test, you can't even culture a virus, so it's not clinically useful. Exactly. So did the inventor of the test, Carrie Ellis. Here's Michael Butcher's words about Inslee's press conference last week. He said, Inslee said the following before rolling three counties back in Washington Phase 2, which has 25% capacity limits. Oh, we have the sound here. So Tark pulled the sound. This is what Michael pointed out that came out of Jay Inslee's masked lying hole.
Well, the tune here is played by the virus, not the governor's office. It's the virus's numbers that direct these decisions at this point. This is on autopilot, in a sense. We announced what our metrics were, and basically the way this works is that on Monday, we will evaluate the most recently available full numbers that are available in full. And the following Friday, that change, if any, would go into place. That's the way the metrics were set out.
So this person, Jay Inslee, speaking through a mass lie hole, because it's a lie hole because it conceals a mouth of a body that has been shot up with the mRNA injections. And he still traipses about in mask. In fact, I see this picture. It looks like he's wearing two masks. He's a liar. It's theater. His lockdown is medically useless and deadly and is killing children. Dory Monson had a piece yesterday on his program about a kid dying from hunger during this period because the safety systems didn't step in. One of the safety systems has been government schools. Teachers refuse to go back to work because they prefer to stay home because the union has scared teachers to death. Lying. Teen suicides are at record levels. We personally know three families who've lost teens in this period of time. Granted, we run in adolescent mental health circles, and those kids are far more vulnerable to having their lives stolen by people like Jay Inslee. And their lives were stolen, and they killed themselves. We have people dying from deaths of despair who would never be in that circumstance had Jay Inslee not stolen their businesses. And Jay Inslee has stolen their businesses and their jobs. No state worker has missed a paycheck. These data are observable for anybody who's honest. These data to compare Texas and early on to Washington State and other states, these data are available for everybody. Nobody who looks at these data can defend this decision. It can't be done. It cannot be defended. No one can make that argument. Fortunately for Jay Inslee, there is no honest media on reporting on this issue in the Seattle Media 5. I looked at King 5's Twitter stream this morning in researching this. They're the NBC affiliate here. Their entire Twitter stream is pimping the mRNA injections. That's what they're dedicated to. They had a pointer to Inslee's press conference. Now, this listener of ours, Michael Butcher, points out some numbers. Whitman County has a population of 50,000, so that county can't average more than 7.5 positive tests per day and stay within the 200 to 100,000 14-day limit for Phase 3. The county can't also average more than 0.35 hospitalizations per day. The positive test rates in Whitman has been averaging in the teens, so the relatively small county is getting just absolutely messed with by the governor's office. Absolutely true. And this is why I point out the PCR cycles and the tests. If you don't know the PCR cycles and tests, this is a fact. If you're using a PCR test above 25 cycles, you have no blooming idea if the person is sick, was sick, or one day several years ago had a cold. I'm not exaggerating. These PCR tests at that level simply cannot tell the difference between a cold and an active case of the COVID flu. Asymptomatic people should never be tested. So these three counties, you are locked down because you choose to be locked down. You have lost your freedom because you've chosen to give it up. A year ago, I started to tell people, you'll get your freedoms back when you take them back. Now, you will hear from this so-called doctor, Jeff Duchin, who has also, through his policies, gotten more people killed than any cop in history. Because he says there's nothing that so-called public health workers don't get to control. Now, as you listen to all this, imagine what life will be like if Joe Biden's dementia and the people who are running the White House, with Joe as the figurehead, end up impacting the Supreme Court. Imagine what life will be like if they end up getting H.R. 1 passed, which is the attempt to install environments conducive to vote fraud in the federal elections. If the federal government, which is, of course, hopelessly corrupt, seizes control over state elections, then Texas and Oklahoma and Idaho and conservative states, they no longer get to say, hey, you know what? We're going to go ahead and check ID of voters. And again, I just want to congratulate Never Trumpers. You guys were brilliant. Absolutely stunning. So well done. I haven't seen a tweet from Donald Trump in months. I see critical race theory being taught in the schools. I see a man who presents as a woman running our healthcare system bragging about putting street kids on wrong sex hormones because that's why they're street kids. Well done. And we see people like so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin. He talks here about the metrics that Jay Inslee talked about last week when he said,
well, you know, I'd like to say I'm in charge of things, but, you know, the virus is running things. And I mean, it looks small. It's, you know, it's a tiny little, I don't know what they call those particles. Can someone put up here's a note, a molecule? You know, but they have loud voices, and the virus is very clever. In fact, it locked me out of my office. Because it changed the lock on the door. What? Oh, no. I lost my keys.
So he made this statement that traps these counties in this rollback, which will cause more deaths of despair. And here's Dr. so-called Jeff Duchin talking about these metrics. Listen to this.
I want to get your reaction to the governor's just announcing that now, in order to be pushed back to phase two, you'd have to fail both of those metrics in hospitalizations and in cases per 100,000.
The new announcement about counties needing to meet or not meet two metrics in order to move back and forth. You know, these metrics are they're empiric. You know, they're a little bit arbitrary.
They're a little bit arbitrary. You're talking about people's lives, Jeff. They're a little bit arbitrary. You know what's always capricious, Jeff? Tyranny. They're a little bit arbitrary. Let me tell you what is not arbitrary. Dead teens are not arbitrary. Once they were alive, then they killed themselves, and then they're dead. You know what's not arbitrary? I lost my job a year ago. I can't pay to live anymore. I'm not worthwhile as a father, so I'm going to go blow my head off. which happened to a family we knew. You know what's not arbitrary, Jeff? Viruses have existed since humankind. You know what's not arbitrary, Jeff? This has a 99.87% survival rate, son. That's not arbitrary. Those are hard numbers, Jeff. It is infuriating to listen to a man admit these are arbitrary. Listen to more of Jay Inslee. Listen to this man speaking through his kabuki theater mask.
Look, the only way the virus can infect people is if we help it. And it is much easier for that virus.
Okay, that is a stupid lie. The only way the virus can infect people is if we help it. Please ask the people in New Zealand about that who locked down their island and opened it up. They're in the middle of the ocean. Once they opened it up, wow, look, people got cases of the virus. Please tell that to the workers in the German meat plant who were forced to put woke masks over their face to go to work. They had compliance officers walking around. 100% of the people in that meat plant, 100% got the COVID flu. If there was an honest member, well, I shouldn't say that because Inslee does get some good questions about that. In fact, there's a gentleman at the Everett Herald. There's Hannah Scott who has questioned him, honestly. Very well done. If we had the television networks allowed to question this in a specific and broad way, this man would be out of office. Listen to this again. This is life under the party, folks. Get used to this.
But the only way the virus can infect people is if we help it. And it is much easier for that virus to travel indoors than outside.
And
my message was would be take it outside, keep your county open.
Do you hear this?
We're just telling people just to stay inside and stay safe. I mean, there's no reason for you to leave your tiny little squatter-like, squatter homes that you small people live in. And, I mean, it's not like you've got important things to do. You're not a governor or... You know, you're not running Planned Parenthood, and it's not like you're a lobbyist or something important. You don't have a yard, so just stay in your box.
A year, stay home, stay safe. Now, take it outside. We were telling you a year ago the virus can't survive outside. The combination of Jeff Duchin, a so-called doctor, and Jay Inslee, a so-called governor, has demonstrably gotten more people killed than any cop in history. Listen to more of Duchin.
I want to thank the public, individuals, families, all of our essential workers, business owners, community leaders, policymakers, and others, including journalists, because each of you has been doing vital public health work by taking actions to protect yourselves and to protect and support one another and our community in so many ways across all our human endeavors during this most difficult and unprecedented pandemic.
Listen here.
And I also want to recognize those whose endeavors include working on social justice, abolishing poverty, improving access to education, fighting racism, violence, and discrimination in all its forms, and otherwise improving the conditions.
He is a guy who has said and quoted a gentleman who says there's no limit. Dr. Bill Foege, who, in fact, our friend Michael Butcher, a listener, reminded us that Bill Foege led an insurrection, tried to lead an insurrection against Trump's right and correct COVID policies through the CDC. He'd said there's no endeavor that is outside the realm of public health. Did you hear Duchin? Okay. Social justice. Want to know who's impacted by your deadly lockdown? Poor people. Want to know who's not? Smugglers like you who never missed a paycheck. Smugglers in the information business at Facebook and Google. Business owners, you've destroyed 40% of small businesses, Jeff. You talked about fighting racism. Want to know who's impacted? what you would call communities of color, what I would call human beings. Incredible that this man and these two men have any respect from anybody for any reason. Phenomenal. So the counties that have been locked down again, I love you. And this is on you. You'll never get your freedom back until you take it back. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Week of prog rock with Tarek stepping in for young Alex, who continues to feel poorly. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. You notice the change in bumper music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's review, shall we? Let's review the prior segment. What you see with Jay Inslee running Washington State with the assistance of so-called Dr. Jeff Duchin. That's, by the way, that's his name. Someone said earlier, oh, you know, it's amateur stuff to miss. That's his name. That's literally how his name is pronounced. You guys had like, it would be a very instructive thing if we all could hang out together and you could watch news people respond when Duchin makes a statement. It'd be really instructive.
Oh, Dr. Jeff is saying something.
That man and Inslee get to operate in a realm of almost no criticism. And yesterday, Twitter suspended forever, in other words, banned James O'Keefe. Because James O'Keefe proved what we all knew. CNN is not a news network. CNN, according to this producer at CNN, and according to the results, you can watch the results, is in the game to promote Black Lives Matter Incorporated, which is a domestic terror organization that seeks to overthrow the United States of America, including destroying the nuclear family. Wow, that's weird. The sex ed in the schools also seeks to destroy the nuclear family. That's weird. So does critical race theories. How weird that that's all lined up. And CNN also sought to make sure that President Trump wasn't reelected. Now, we knew that. But using hidden cameras, and the way they did it, apparently, was this CNN producer swiped right, or is it left? I don't know which one's which on the dating apps. But ended up going on a date with one of James O'Keefe's people. The guy wags his mouth. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, we're all in this to promote Black Lives Matter Incorporated. And that's why we won't talk about black on Asian crime, because that would harm the narrative. And that's a little reason why we have this little piece of sound.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Oh, we have the one with Lester.
Saying that there should be two sides to every story is really not true in news anymore. Fairness is not a thing.
Oh, I love that Lester Holt song. Love it. Let's play memory. Remember that game, memory? That was a fun game where you would put some cards out. Your mom would put them out and you'd have to memorize them. And then your mom would turn over the cards. And if you were right, then you got to move your little piece forward. I loved that game, memory, with my mom. So let's play it. I'm not going to be mom. I can't do that. I'll just be Todd. But let's just play memory together. Remember that whole the Russians are paying bounties story? Remember that? That was quite the story. And I remember saying at the time, so wait a minute. You're telling me it's news that Russians are paying the Taliban to kill Americans? Because if the Russians weren't paying the Taliban to kill Americans, they wouldn't kill Americans. The whole story was a fetish of the media to begin with, of these media sources. Yes, the Taliban is killing Americans. That's what they do. It's among the things they do. It's part of what they do. You know, when they're not pouring acid in the face of little girls who are going to school, because you can't have girls reading. What are you doing? Let's take a trip back through, courtesy of the Daily Caller, some of the news coverage of this. News! That's N-O-O-Z-E. You know, like cheese in a can. Spray on cheese. Hey, it's cheese. And it's hair thickener. It's the same thing. N-O-O-Z-E. Oh, you didn't hear? They're walking the story back. Whoops. Oh, dang it. So embarrassing. There was no Russian bounty? So embarrassing.
In our worldly today, President Trump dismissing the Russian bounty intelligence story as a hoax meant to damage him and Republicans. The president often touts his relationship with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin.
The White House also responding tonight to a bombshell report accusing Russia of offering bounties to the Taliban to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan.
And now you know from this reporting in the New York Times, which has since been confirmed by the Wall Street Journal, that not only does the president know that Russia was paying for American soldiers' deaths.
News. Get this. The Washington Post is now reporting that the alleged Russian bounties to Taliban fighters in Afghanistan are believed to have resulted in the deaths of U.S. troops.
Like this New York Times story about a stunning U.S. intel assessment, finding that Russia secretly offered Afghan militants bounties to kill U.S. troops.
Yeah, Washington Post and others are going, this is so embarrassing. There were no bounties. Whoops. The Hunter Biden story was real. Whoops. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has said, 200,000 ballots were illegally gathered. Trump supposedly lost by 20,000 ballots. Whoops. Michigan Supreme Court, their state Supreme Court, saying something very similar. Yeah, actually, all this stuff was illegal. Whoops! Dang it! The president continues his unfounded claims of election irregularities, even as his own Department of Homeland Security says this was the safest and most secure election in history. Remember we talked yesterday about precision questioning, Socratic inquiry. I would have destroyed the people who made that statement in one question. Yes, hi, question here. You said safest and most secure election in history. What was second place? Which election was second place? Well, we didn't look at the important thing is that this is the most safest and most secure election in history. Yeah, but what was second place? We don't know. So you don't know that this was even a secure. When we see this stuff unveiled, here's my suggested response. Turn off CNN completely. Do not read the Washington Post at all. We will on the show monitor what they're saying because that's what we do. They make our job super easy. Really do. One of the reasons the show has done so well is you guys promoting it and telling people about it. And thank you for that. The other reason is that the media makes it easy. All we have to do is be news. We're news. And it's, you know, I may throw in some opinion from time to time. Like pointing out that Jay Inslee has gotten more people killed than any cop in history. Listen to this. It's not just the Russian bounty story. When President Trump said, hey, let's get out of Afghanistan. Why are we doing this? Why are we risking American lives in this endeavor? The press response was one thing. CNN, NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg issued a stark warning that any premature withdrawal from Afghanistan could be dangerous. A day after reports that President Trump is eyeing a troop drawdown against the advice of the nation's top military officials. That was CNN about Trump, CNN about Biden. As President Biden prepares to lay out his plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, a source familiar with his thinking tells CNN's Christine Amanpour he thinks no amount of U.S. troops in the country can be a game changer anymore. Let's see. We've got CNN on Trump. This is just reckless, and it's really risky, says Brett Bruin of Trump's plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan and Iraq. You're not sharing information with the incoming administration, so the likelihood is that something could go wrong is very, very high. Let's see what we got here. CNN. Former President Obama praised President Biden's bold leadership for his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11, saying, it's time to recognize that we've accomplished all we can militarily in the longest American war. I understand that you guys and me and all of us can see through the CNN lies. Here's the deal. Every second of time your brain spends on that, it's not spending on how to fight back. And we are, in fact, the counter-revolution. And it makes us crazy. And it can make us feel agitated and angry. And you make poor decisions at that point. Just shut them off. Jerry Nadler. Capriciousness as a tactic, next in the Todd Herman Show. Thank you for listening to the Todd Herman Show. That's me, and I'm supposed to know who that is.
You should.
I don't.
Oh, man. It's David Bowie featuring Robert Fripp of King Crimson.
Oh, got it. Yeah, you come in the middle of the song, sometimes I don't know.
True.
Now I know.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah. Tark is in this week for Alex, who continues to feel poorly, having tested positive for the COVID flu. But I think Alex had tested positive before for the COVID flu. So maybe he just has a flu. Jerry Nadler. I don't body shame people because it's not fair. I would shame this man for his outrageousness in acting. And I know this is just woke mass stuff, and it's a very serious topic about the Supreme Court.
As our country has grown, so too to the Supreme Court. 13 justices for 13 circuits is a logical progression. And that is another reason why I'm glad to join my colleagues in introducing the Judiciary Act of 2021.
See, what's so remarkable about this is it's not possible to consider Jerry Nadler smart. It's just not. When you see him confronted with any form of questioning, his only response is frustration and ire. And this is the same series of Democrats packed in court. No. The size of the court to increase it by four members is a statistical zero in comparison to the nation's population. It's a statistical zero. And everybody knows this. There's not a human being alive who doesn't know what they're doing. But there'll be a pretense that this is somehow related to representation. They're not elected. I mean, John Roberts represents. Thing. I don't know what it is. It's not the Constitution. At least in the case of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, said packing the court was a crazy idea. And I thought we were always supposed to follow Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wishes. May she rest in peace. Remember that? It was her dying wish. She said this was a harebrained notion. So the pretense that this has something to do with representation is silly. The Supreme Court doesn't represent anybody but elites, period. If you want to change the Supreme Court, put some community college law teachers on it. Put some non-lawyers on it.
Non-lawyers on the Supreme Court. Oh, see, that's why I can't take conservative radio seriously.
John Adams was not a lawyer. son of a minister. Ben Franklin. See, they represent the elites because they're either from Yale or Harvard. There's your problem. That's the best and the brightest. No, it's not. It's one way of thinking. From two colleges, one way. Yes, there is some ideological diversity, thank God, that does exist. But there's no cultural diversity at all. Oh, but we have a wise Latina, right, who went to an elite school. Went to the same elite systems. That's not much cultural difference, guys. So we all know that this is ideological. We all know this is an attempt to make sure that if they, God forbid, get H.R. 1 passed and change the election law so that the federal government overrides the Constitution that says the elections for federal office will be administrated by the states and the state legislatures. So if they use legislation to illegally override the Constitution, and then they insert in that legislation, this legislation can never be overridden, which is what they intend to do, which violates one of the first things you learn in law school. Oh, wait a minute. I can't mention that because I'm not a lawyer. How would I possibly know about the rule against perpetuity, the law against perpetuity, that no law should last forever? Law should have sunset dates because it's one of the first things they tell you in law school, the rule against perpetuity. So that if they get this thing passed and then it goes in front of the Supreme Court with their four brand new members, oh, well, this is perfectly fine. Every single state governor who is at all cares about liberty of this nation. Every one of you needs to be on offense with this. You pull this off, we stop listening. Oh, well, that could divide the nation. Let's not pretend. I don't want us to be divided. Good Lord in heaven, the saving grace of this continent has been the brilliantly designed United States of America. And we can sit and let them destroy it their way. Or we can divide it in a way that hopefully leads to some peace and some understanding. But it's not coming back together while one side is obsessed with separating families from children. That's how obsessed they are with separating us to divide and conquer. We can recognize reality, go on offense, or we can just say, man, in 4 years, we're really going to have some good vote turnout. Yes, let's do that, too. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.